Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it is such a joy to have with us Pastor Richard Green, God's Ark of Safety Ministry in Frostburg, Maryland. Now, when you hear the name Richard Green, what comes to mind?
The Ark. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And he always says, God loves you and Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, I have heard that for years, that golden voice, and then finally got to meet him here a couple of years ago. What a precious brother. And I love sitting at his feet and just listening to story after story after story about his mission trips. What an awesome man of God.
Amen. We'll be right back.
Helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way, trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. I walked in darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water. Is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting. So until my healing comes, I'll keep pressing on. Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by Father is waiting in the water, waiting in the water, waiting in the water.
We're back with our special guest, Pastor Richard Green from God's Ark of Safety Ministries here in Frostburg, Maryland. And before the break, we were talking, Sharon, about what an awesome man he is.
Yes.
And sitting and listening, Pastor Green, to your testimony and testimonies of being in different places in the world, in China, you know, how you got Bibles into China, how you got Bibles into Russia, the supernatural occurrences that took place as a prerequisite to for that to happen.
Exactly, and it's been such a joy, Tim, just sharing, you know, in these different countries, 32 countries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I come to Frostburg, going from 30,000 down to 5,400 to serve the Lord.
Income every year.
Income, that was my yearly income. And, well, I did work as a nurse part-time once, you know, a couple days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But that soon the work got so busy that I had to even drop the nursing and to do what God was calling me to do at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just been such a joy to go to India and Africa and China and see the blind see and the deaf hear and the lame walk. And, and yet sometimes we have to walk through those difficulties too.
Yeah.
And for the last 6 years now, I've been walking through some real tough times with this pain in my body. And you can't, you know, ask God why. You just keep thanking God, and then the answer will come.
Amen.
Yeah.
What is one of the greatest miracles that you have witnessed? I know there's so many.
Yeah. Well, probably the greatest would be that hospital.
Oh, in India.
In India,
yeah.
Yes. When I was, you know, a nurse at the time, working as a pastor, too, and as a nurse at Sacred Heart Hospital in Cumberland. And when God spoke into my heart, this guy called me James Jacobs from India, and asked me, he'd picked up one of our brochures in Florida. You know, I was wondering how I was going to tell Frostburg. It's amazing how I keep cropping up all over the country. But anyway, he called me and said, could I come to India? And I said, I'll pray. And a couple of years later, God spoke into my heart to go to India. And we went, and we just saw miracle after miracle. And I was staying in the home of a hospital pharmacist. And one day I told him, I said, sir, back in America, I also work as a registered nurse in a hospital as well as pastor. And I said, you're a pharmacist in a local hospital here. And I said, could I visit? I'd like to see what a hospital's like in India. And he said, well, sure, come tomorrow at 10 a.m. So he had been with us for several days in the nightly crusades. And when I'd give an invitation, you know, they'd just come by multitudes. And there would be anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000, 8,000 people there in the nightly crusades out in the wide open territory. And so he when the next day he'd go back to work and he'd tell the staff and some of the patients about what he saw the night before in the crusade. And so one day I'm sitting praying and the Holy Spirit said, Richard, go to the hospital. Oh, okay. I'd like to see what it looks like here. He had about a 70, 80 some odd patient hospital there he's working at. And so the man I was staying with, though, took me over. And we walked into the door of the hospital, and it was just packed in the foyer, just packed. And the pharmacist said, Pastor Green, the patients have heard of the miracles that are happening in your crusade. They want you to pray for them. And I said, well, it'd be an honor to do that. So I told him, tell them to go back to their rooms. So,
oh, that's why they were all in the waiting area, waiting for you.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was just packed. And so they all scuttled back, and we started. The man that went with me, pastor at that time, went with me, and we went from room to room to room. And I never saw so many miracles. I mean, we'd come out of those rooms, and they were just shouting hallelujahs and everything. And you know something, Tim? I had told Lottie and Everett, my associate, I told them about 2 years prior. I said, you know, one day I'm going to see, God told me I was going to see a hospital emptied. And I only told those two people. And I said, no, I'm not going to tell another soul that one, you know, that a hospital is going to be emptied. And so I left it that, left it for about 2 years. And so we went in and prayed for all of them. The last patient I come to was a little mother, about 4 months pregnant, something like that. And she had a pretty good sized belly, so she was farther along. But I figure somewhere around 4 or 5. And the baby's heart wasn't beating. The blood pressure was down. Her blood pressure, she was bleeding. Mm. All symptoms that the baby was dying. And she had lost 4 children.
Oh, my.
So all the signs she's going to lose this 5th child or 4th, whatever it was. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so laid my hand on that little tummy, you know, and I just prayed my heart out, Lord, this lady just wants a baby so bad. Whatever I said, you know. And then we went home. Back to Daniel's home. And a few hours later, Daniel come home from work. And he said, oh, Brother Green, he said, that hospital, that lady's baby, his heart's beating now.
Praise
her blood
God.
Pressure's down, the baby's up.
Praise
and
Lord.
And all the signs that everything's going to be okay. So the next day, I thought, I was sitting in prayer. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's a miracle. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's a miracle. That lady's baby's come back to life,
uh-huh.
And he's going to live, or she. And I thought, I'm going to go get a picture of her so I can show Lottie or the church. And so I grabbed my camera and walked over that same foyer, and there was nobody there. And a little nurse who could speak English walked up to me, Tim, and I said, ma'am, can I go over there and get a picture of that lady that's miscarriaging yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
This is what she said. Oh, Pastor Green. All patients in the hospital healed. No more patients in the hospital.
My goodness,
man, I'm
God.
Telling you. I said, what? And she said, all patients in the hospital healed.
Glory
and
to God.
And that visitation that God told me it was going to happen came back. And I just started squalling and bawling.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm praying like crazy. And I was crying so hard I couldn't talk to that lady
Jesus.
And thank her. So I just waved at her and I'm crying. And I walked back out the door heading back to Daniel's home. And I happened to look up at the back of the hospital. And there was that Hindu hospital administrator talking to a little boy, probably 7, 8 years old, and pointing at me as I'm walking down that little tiny road. Major highway, but it wasn't bigger than my arm should stretch. But that little boy come down, and he's limping real bad. And he come up to me, and he had his little hands together, and he said, pray. And I said, oh, son. And I laid my hand on his shoulder. I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth,
mm-mm-mm.
Be healed. And that little old leg was about 6 inches shorter than the other one, and I saw it go shot right out. I mean, I just started squalling hard.
Amen.
And he took off running like a bullet.
He was
all right.
Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His will.
Yes.
And it is always God's will to heal.
Amen. Yes. And we'll be right back and pray.
I knew what I was getting into, and I still want you. I knew what I was getting into. I knew what I was getting into, and I still chose you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still want you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still said your name. I said it just the same. I knew what I was getting into, and I am not shocked by your weakness, and I am not shocked even by your sin. And I am not shocked by your brokenness. I knew what I was getting into, and I still
still want you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still like you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still chose you. 'Cause only I can see the end from the beginning, and only I can see where this is going, and only I can see the end from the beginning, and I see in you the seeds of love, and I see in you strength. When all you see is your failure, and all you feel is shame, I can see deeper than that. I know you better than that. I knew what I was getting into when I called you. I knew what I was getting into when I said your name. I said it just the same. I knew what I was getting into, and I still want you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still like you. You're only at the beginning. You've only just begun, and I know where you are going, and all you can see is the moment that you're hurting, and all you can see is the moment that you're aching. But listen, I knew what I was getting into when I called you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still want you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still like you. I knew what I was getting into when I called you. Just don't give up and don't give in. If you don't quit, you'll win, you'll win. Just don't give up and don't give in. If you don't quit, you'll win, you'll win. Is in my hands, it's gonna be alright. Everything is in my hands, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay. Everything is in. I knew what I was getting into when I called you. I knew what I was getting into when I said your name. I said it just the same. I knew what I was getting into, and I still like you.
We're going to be going to the Lord in prayer here in just a moment. Pastor Green has been talking about miracles mm-hmm. that happened in the country of India, and I feel the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in studio as well as going across the airwaves. And so many people out there that are suffering right now, Sharon.
Yes.
We receive these prayer requests each and every day. I need a miracle. I need a breakthrough.
Yes.
Cancer, diabetes, thyroid conditions, and so forth.
Yes.
And we believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. Amen. Brother Green, would you pray for all those that are sick? And as a point of contact, they can lay their hands on their body or the radio.
Exactly.
That's just stretching forth their faith. Would you pray?
As I stretch my hands out, you stretch yours out. Do whatever you do, but do it in faith, believing. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me.
Praise God.
Father God, we just come in that name above all names. No greater word could come out of our lips, Father, than the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm calling on you today. There are thousands of people listening to us, and you tell us in your word, is there anything too difficult for me? Lord, for that cancer. Lord, for that blood pressure. Lord, for that diabetes. Lord, for that pain. Lord, in the name of Jesus, sir, someone with the back problem, it's terrible pain. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be healed, sir.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, cancer, you be gone. In that name, a name above all names, Jesus. Jesus, the great healer. He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Blood pressure, diabetes. Father God, you know what they are. You created these people. You have allowed this stuff to come out upon us. But Lord, you tell us also that you will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I'm believing, Tim and Sharon and I, we're all believing, Father, that for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit now through these airwaves, that people's lives are going to be touched and healed and changed forever in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
I see right now in my spirit right now, be healed, ma'am, in the name of Jesus of eye condition. Something wrong in your eyes, the doctor said, that it's terrible. It's not good. And I thank you, Father God. No matter what man says, you can override us in any way, shape, or form. So I thank you, Father, as you touch us, dear lady, in the name of Jesus. And there may be many. There may be many, but I speak healing to eyes right now. Hearing in the name of Jesus as I stick my finger in my ears. I'm believing that there will be people with ears that will pop open right now, Father, because you're a great and a glorious and a healing Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I thank you for the financial need here. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, as you speak to those people who have the money to give thousands of dollars to help out in the bills and all the things that's needed to reach out and touch the lost. Father, we pray right now, there's people listening to this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And I just speak healing right now in your spirit in the name of Jesus, sir, ma'am, son or daughter. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for calling upon him and inviting him into your life. Just say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart.
Renew a right spirit in me.
Renew a right spirit in
me. And I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
And I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Honey, I believe people were touched and changed today.
Oh, yeah. The Bible says in Romans 10 and verse number 10, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. You need to go to the phone and dial that number and testify that you've been born again.
Amen. At 301-895-3292. And if you're getting this re-airing, write to us or go online and let us know. P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. You need to testify.
Yes, praise God.
Amen. It's been great, Tim.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.